Better get shot of me quickly, I said, in a helpful sort of way. Old Man Underwood will be coming to see what all the noise is about.
No, he won't. We're too high up.
Only two floors.
And he's deaf in one ear. He never hears anything.
He's missus.
Shut up! I'm thinking. You did something then. Both times. What was it?
He snapped his fingers.
My name! That's it! You used it to deflect my spells. Curse you!
I studied my fingernails, eyebrows raised. Might have, might not. It's for me to know and you to find out. The kid stamped his foot again.
Stop it! Don't speak to me like that!
Like what?
Like you just did! You're speaking like a child!
Takes one to know one, bud. This was fun. I was really riling him. The loss of his name had made him lose his rag. He was seconds away from another attack, I could tell. He had the stance and everything. I adopted a similar but defensive pose, like a sumo wrestler. Ptolemy had been exactly this boy's height, dark hair and everything, so it was nice and symmetrical. With an effort, the kid controlled himself. You could see him flicking through all his lessons, trying to remember what he should do. He had realised that an ordinary quick-fire punishment was out of the question now. I'd just send it back at him.
I'll find another way, he muttered darkly. Wait and see.